move, just leave your darling mama to hear his mama toot. Lean back and stay a while, mama to hear his mama toot.
Morgan here, going to be with you another hour of Monitor. Say, you did remember to set your clock ahead an hour, didn't you, for daylight saving time? I guess you know where they got the idea for daylight time. Got it from an old Indian chief. The fellow cut off one end of his blanket and sewed it to the other end, so to make the blanket longer, or something like that, I think. The lyric, Ilya Darling by Don Costa.
Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's spearmint gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's spearmint gum.
Enjoy chewing Wrigley's spearmint gum every day, as millions do.
Dacron by DuPont, A Man's Way to Stay Neat with Style, presents Monitor on Stage. Star performances, recorded live at leading theaters and night spots. We'll hear Woody Allen in just 1 minute.
Weather so hot, you want to holler? Easy, look like $1 million. Wear a suit that's made with Dacron. The only way to keep your cool, man. Goodbye, wrinkled Dacron, chase you away. Hello, neatness, Dacron make you stay. When you buy a suit today, Dacron is the word to say. I say Dacron, man, fabric is right up to the minute. When a suit has Dacron in it, name your style and pick your brand. The choice is best in all the land. Goodbye, wrinkle, Dacron chase you away. Hello, neatness, Dacron makes you stay. When you buy a suit today, Dacron is the word to say. I say Dacron, Dacron polyester, man, by DuPont.
See fine tailored suits with Dacron by Worsted Techs at your favorite store now. On stage with Woody Allen, who likes to tell what he did during the war.
I was in the canine corps. Strange story, when I was younger, I wanted a dog, and we had no money. My father at the time was caddy at a miniature golf course in Brooklyn. I couldn't get a dog because it was too much, and they finally opened up in my neighborhood in Flatbush, a damaged pet shop. They sold damaged pets at discounts, you know. You could get a bent pussycat if you wanted. A straight camel, you know. I got a dog that stuttered. It's like the cats would give him a hard time, and he would go, bow wow. He'd turn all red, you know. And we wanted to send him into the army, but the papers got crossed up, and they got me instead of him. I was in the canine corps for 2 weeks. Me and 11 dogs was the outfit. He taught me how to heal. Sergeant was a little Mexican hairless, you know? I was not in the regular army. I was classified 4P by the draft board. In the event of war, I'm a hostage. When I was a little boy, I wanted a dog desperately. And we had no money. I was a tiny kid. And my parents couldn't get me a dog because we just didn't have the money. So they got me, instead of a dog, they told me it was a dog. They got me an ant. And I didn't know any better, you know. I thought it was a dog. I was a dumb kid. Called it Spot. I trained it, you know. I'm coming home late one night, and Sheldon Finkelstein tried to bully me. Spot was with me. And I said, kill! And Sheldon stepped on my dog.
Monitor on stage with Woody Allen. Now a word about fine tailored suits with Dacron by Worsted Tex. The Worsted Tex way with lightweight Tropic Tex suits calls for Dacron polyester and worsted wool. It's the no-compromise way to be sure lightweights aren't light on crispness and comfort, and the way to give you up-to-snuff suits that look and act like more than the money. Count on Tropitex by Worsted Tex to keep you alert when the thermometer's against you. That's the Worsted Tex way. That's Dacron.
When you shop for suit today, Dacron is the word to say. I said Dacron, man, by DuPont.
You're on the monitor beacon. A fellow out in California, a car dealer, has a new business gimmick. He offers a discount, which is figured on the weight of the buyer's wife, $1 off for each pound. If you figure you'd get, say, a $200 discount, might as well trade the wife in on a new model. This is Two for the Road, the Mancini Orchestra and Chorus.
If you're feeling fancy free, come wander through the world with me. And any place we chance to be will be our rendezvous. Two for the road, we'll travel down the years, collecting precious memories, selecting souvenirs, and living life the way we please. In summertime the sun will shine, in winter we'll drink summer wine, and every day that you are mine will be a lovely day, as long as love still wears a smile. I know that we'll be two for the road, and that's a long, long way.
message meant for you.
Put more sparkle in your life today with sparkling champagne. Get with living the exciting way. Drink sparkling champagne.
Mealtime, party time, anytime is happy time with sparkling champagne. C-H-A-M-P-A-L-E. Like nothing else you ever tasted except champagne. Buy sparkling champagne wherever beer is sold. Costs just pennies more. Sparkling champagne malt liquor. Metropolis Brewery, Trenton, New Jersey. Next on Monitor, Business News with Chet Huntley, brought to you by Air Express. For next day delivery to cities all over the country, remember there's only one Air Express. Here's Chet Huntley.
This past week saw the spring flush of stockholders' meetings in full blossom. There were many more corporations reporting impressive gains in 1966 than there were companies reporting reduction of profits. Some chemicals were off in 66, and the steel industry generally did not fare as well as in other years. Big companies such as GE announced impressive plans for further automation. Frequently, the stockholders were told that the cost of labor had reduced profits. More business news in a moment following this message from Air Express.
If the barber cuts your hair too close, all you can do is sit back and wait for it to grow in again. If you cut a board too short, you may have to start the whole job over. Pretty annoying. But when you cut your shipping rates, that's something to be pleased about. Everyone benefits. That's precisely what Air Express has done. At 750 miles, savings begin on shipments over 50 pounds. At 2,400 miles, savings begin at 13 pounds. And you still get the same Air Express extras. Air Express, a division of REA Express, is often less expensive than any other type of shipping. And quicker, too, with door-to-door pickup and delivery at no extra charge. That's why we say there's only one Air Express. Call your local REA Express office for details.
Automobile sales continued this past week to get well. Only Ford showed a slight drop from this same April period of last year. The stock market was vigorous all through the week, and the New York Stock Exchange got a new president, Robert William Hack, a Midwesterner. The New York Times led his biography with the observation that Mr. Hack once quit smoking, just like that, and never went back to it again. Consumer prices were up again in March, 2.7% over the same month of last year. Yet, wholesale prices had increased only 0.3%. A proposal in Congress to limit the authority of the states to tax out-of-state companies is meeting stern opposition, and it's given little chance. It apparently was a close squeak, but the nation may be spared a trucking industry strike after all. But now it's the railroads, and Congress this past week indicated rather sharply that it will not hesitate to order a preventative, probably compulsory arbitration. Members of Congress were told during this past week by the director of the budget that peace in Vietnam, when and if it comes, would have little or no effect on the economic health of this nation. Mr. Schulze said that the Vietnamese war spending represents currently only 3% of the gross national product. Colgate Palmolive and the National Biscuit Company reportedly called off their plans for a merger following the decision of the Supreme Court against the merger of Procter & Gamble and Clorox Chemical. The Commerce Department released a report on how retail sales are going compared to a year ago. All retail outlets up 7%, durables up 6%, non-durables 8%, department stores up 14%, grocery stores up 7%, furniture stores up 12%, general merchandise stores up 10%, automotive up 4%, and gasoline stations up 3%. That is not a sign of ill health. Another healthy sign offsetting the continuing pessimism in some quarters is the report on employment. In the past 5 years in this country, 8 million new jobs have been found. So in the business world, April was full of promises, and now sweet little May comes tripping along. This is Chet Huntley, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
Time, money, distribution, all key factors in most businesses. Each one interdependent on the other. Air Express can help you with all three. Air Express is the fastest method of shipping in the country, and yet it's often least expensive, especially in the 5 to 50 pound range. Check and see. There's only one Air Express. Call your local REA Express office for details.
Business News with Chad Huntley will be brought to you again next weekend on Monitor by Air Express, a division of REA Express. Tomorrow, May 1st, is Law Day. In connection with that observance, NBC Radio News and Monitor will present a special program this evening, Law Day USA. It'll include conversation with Attorney General Ramsey Clark and the President of the American Bar Association on the rise in crime in the United States and some possible solutions to the problem. Tony Sandler and Ralph Young walk an autumn day with me.
Tell you something about one of Plymouth's pet theories. It goes like this. When you're out to build a big car, don't be small about it. No shortcuts allowed. Right?
Right, Edie. That's why Plymouth Fury is the success car of 67. It has the largest brakes, the roomiest trunk, the biggest standard and optional V8 in its price class. Drive a Fury soon. And with summer coming on, consider one of the wagons. Need I tell you? They have the biggest cargo area in their class.
Plymouth is out to win you over this year. Follow your heart to your Plymouth dealer today.
Try a big, luxurious Fury today during your Plymouth dealer's bonus sale. He's offering specially equipped Plymouths at specially reduced prices. Shop now and save. Born by Percy. Morgan from Monitor Nationwide on NBC. KGBX serves Springfield, Missouri, and the greater Ozark Empire.
Monitor, your information center for the weekend on the NBC Radio Network.
Radio, go-go. Some people won't go anywhere without a radio. In fact, did you know there are more radios than people in this country? It's true. I tell you, radio's so popular, it has a whole month named for it. What used to be called May is now called National Radio Month.
There are those, I suppose, think we're mad. Heaven knows the world has gone to wrack and to ruin. What we think is chic, unique, and quite adorable. They think he's odd and fun and adorable. But the fact is, everything today is thoroughly modern. Check your personality, everything today makes yesterday slow. Better face reality, if not insanity, said Vanity Fair. In fact, it's stylish to raise your skirts and bob your hair. In a rumble seat, the world is so cozy. If the boy is kissable and that tango dance they wouldn't allow. Now it's quite permissible. Goodbye, good booty girl, I'm changing and how. So beat the drums, cause here comes thoroughly modern Millie now.
I dropped in this afternoon. Well, aren't you bright? Doesn't this humdrum housework ever dull your personality?
Busy mothers, women who can't afford to be dull, sharpen their wits with No-Doze. No-Doze Keep Alert tablets or new chewable mints, safe as coffee, help you keep up with people and conditions around you. So to fight off afternoon letdown,
sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze keeps you alert.
Monitor Outdoors with Kurt Gowdy, brought to you by Zebco Sports Products and by Kiekhafer, makers of Mercury outboard motors, both divisions of Brunswick Corporation. Here's Kurt.
Hi, everybody. I'll be right back with some reasons why you should plan a fishing trip to Canada this year. The only prize I ever won was a jackknife at a Boy Scout benefit bingo. This is Kurt Gowdy. I'm not eligible to enter Zebco's $25,000 sports stakes, but you are. And you might win the grand prize. A dreamer camper on a new 67 pickup, plus a glove compartment full of cash, $2,500 cash. Or you might win a 16-foot fiberglass boat and Mercury motor, a Zebco 909 Deluxe reel, or one of 2,500 other great prizes. It's simple. Just stop by your Zebco dealers and fill out an entry blank, and you don't have to buy anything either. But while you're there, take a look at the new lines of Zebco Balance Fishing Tackle, the all-new Cardinal Spinning Reels by Abu, and Outdoor Sporting Gear by Redhead. You'll be impressed. You might even insist on buying something. But don't wait. Enter now. Void where prohibited by law. And remember, when it has the name Zebco or Redhead, buy it. Nothing measures up to Zebco quality. Zebco Division, Brunswick Corporation. Canada's observing its 100th anniversary this year, and I highly recommend a visit with our friendly neighbors to the north. Not only will you find scenic beauty, historic country, and nice folks, but also fishing you'll never forget. I've been fishing Canada for many years, and there are many things that keep calling me back. The crisp days, silent nights, dancing northern lights, laughing loons, fishing water so clean you never hesitate to drink them, and a variety of fighting fishes to delight even jaded anglers. Now, in case you're contemplating your first trip to Canada, let me pass along a few tips. First, how to dress. Wool shirts and nylon windbreakers with your usual fishing pants will do fine, provided you wear light, insulated underwear next to your skin. Early and late in the day, running from and to camp, the wind has a bit of a bite. Ankle-high shoes with wool socks are fine for fishing and for shore stops. A must item is a lightweight foul-weather suit, preferably jacket and pants, to use not only for wet periods, but also as a windbreaker on cool days. And, of course, a bottle of insect repellent, sunglasses, and sunburn cream always are necessary equipment wherever you travel outdoors. Now to a few fishing tips. Of course, the very best times of the year to catch big fish are just after the ice goes out in the spring and just before it comes on in the fall. At those two periods, lake trout can be taken on light casting tackle. They're in against the shore. They're up on top. They're hungry after a long winter, and they offer great sport. Northern pike will cooperate most any time of the year, and from these cold waters, believe me, is a strong and durable opponent. And if you want some spectacular action, try surface lures and watch those warriors leap like tarpon as they soar skyward to hit your lure just the way the tarpon does on the way down. Smallmouth bass, too, will bash your lure with hair-raising jolts and give your wrists a workout they rarely get. And these tiger-striped fish battle until they're totally spent, and you wind up your day the same way. But what an appetite builder this is. Then there are the grayling, the mysterious Arctic beauty with the exotic dorsal plume, the delectable whitefish, a powerful fighter, scarlet-hued Arctic char from tumbling cataracts, rainbow and brook trout in rod-bending sizes, Atlantic salmon and coastal streams, and, of course, that fine-eating fish, the walleye. All these gamesters add up to a fish fair par excellence. And it's fun to learn a handful of Indian words so you can converse with your Indian guide. You can learn things from him, and believe me, he'll learn some things from you. Well, friends, as you can deduce, I am overly fond of Canada, but I want to share it with all of you who can find the time to visit there. Give it a try this year, and I predict that you, like me, will be compelled to return again and again. This is Kurt Gowdy for Monitor Outdoors.
Now a word about Mercury outboard motors. On a bicycle, you can stop pumping and still have control. Not with an outboard motor. When the propeller stops turning, that's it. So it's all important to keep the prop turning at all times, and that's the idea behind Mercury's shear-proof drive. See all nine quiet new Mercuries, 3.9 to 110 horsepower, at your Mercury outboard dealer. Listen for Monitor Outdoors with Kurt Gowdy again next weekend, here on the Monitor Beacon.
Minutes before the hour, Morgan for Monitor.
Today's special concert of the Wynn Oil Company Chorale, under the direction of John Philip Azusa, features the celebrated dramatic soprano, Mrs. Miller. Now, Mr. Keenan Wynn.
Thank you. On behalf of Wynn's famous friction proofing, Wynn's engine tune-up, Wynn's new charge, and all the products made to keep your car going strong by the Wynn Oil Company people of Azusa, to whom I am not related, I take pride in presenting the inimitable, the incomparable, the magnificent voice of Mrs. Miller.
Azusa,
Thank you. Oh, Mr. Wynn.
Yes?
I should like to dedicate my next selection to your wonderful relatives in Azusa.
Oh, no!
At the Monitor Sports Desk now, Mel Allen with Today in Sports.
Thank you very much, Henry. Hello there, everybody. Pitcher Steve Barber is given to tossing temper tantrums. And I would say to you right now, please forgive him if he is still somewhat overheated. The Baltimore Oriole left-hander should be talking to himself. You see, a couple of weeks ago, he had a no-hitter going for 8 1/3 innings before California's Jim Fregosi doubled to break it up. Barber accepted that philosophically. Close, but no cigar. Came today, the first game of doubleheader against Detroit. Barber went into the 9th inning against Detroit, a no-hitter. He walked Detroit's Norm Cash and Ray Oiler to start the inning. They were moved along on Earl Wilson's sacrifice. Manager Hank Bauer came out, talked to Barber, let him stay in the game. He got Willie Horton to foul out. Two out now, Baltimore leading 1-0, and got two strikes on Mickey Stanley, and then it happened. Trying to get that extra on the pitch, he cut loose with a wild pitch. Detroit scored the tying run. Barber then walked Stanley. He was removed for Stu Miller. He faced Don Word, who hit a ground ball up the middle. Aparicio snared it, tossed backhand to rookie Mark Bellinger, trying for a force play at second. The second baseman dropped the ball. The second Tiger run scored. Detroit won the ball game 2-1. Miller got the next man out. So, Detroit won the ball game without a hit. The first no-hitter of the season, but to no avail. Earl Wilson got the win, and he pitched a two-hitter. Barber was the loser, and it was the first time in baseball history that two pitchers, Barber and Miller today, combined for a no-hitter and lost in 9 innings. So, as I was saying, southpaws, according to baseball legend, do some wild things sometimes. So if you run into Steve Barber, just smile. Elsewhere in the American League, Kansas City beat Boston 1-0. In the first game of doubleheader, Cleveland beat Chicago 2-1. In the first game of doubleheader, it was Washington over Minnesota 7-3. In the first game of doubleheader, Mickey Mantle hit a 3-run homer in the 10th inning as the Yankees beat California 4-1. It was Mantle's 498th lifetime homer, 2,214. Dooley Womack was the winner in relief, George Brunet the loser. In the National League, Ron Swoboda homered. Don Cardwell pitched a three-hitter. The Mets beat Cincinnati 2-0. In the first game of a doubleheader, Philadelphia beat Atlanta 6-4. Pittsburgh ran its winning streak to 4 with a 2-0 victory over St. Louis. Chicago defeated Houston 4-1 with Rich Nye getting the decision over Bo Belinsky with Ron Santo homering for the Cubs. And that's the late sports, Henry. Mel Allen here, friends, reminding you that for more features and news from the world of sports and news of near no-hitters, stay tuned to Monitor.
What'd you say?
You ever meet Steve Barber?
I just smiled. Mel will be back later tonight, sport that he is, with more scores and highlights of the day's sports news.
Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick? A Buick, a brand new Buick. Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick?
Wouldn't you really rather drive an exciting Buick with Sabre four-door hardtop? Wouldn't you rather get the extra cost white sidewalls, deluxe wheel covers, remote control outside mirror, and custom vinyl top covering at bargain savings? Sure you would. Because you'll save more during your Buick dealer's Buick bargain days. There are specially equipped Buicks for every pocketbook. For the Sabre four-door sedan, a Skylark sport coupe, and the bargain leader, the Buick Special Deluxe four-door sedan. They're all bargain equipped with those most wanted extras. Now, wouldn't you really rather drive a bargain? Do it today during Buick Bargain Days.
Casino Royale, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. Next on Monitor, Arlene Francis, brought to you by O'Brien Paint. Be sure the paint you're buying is O'Brien. Here's Arlene.
In 1 minute, we'll take a guided tour of the celebrity home of Phyllis Newman, in private life, Mrs. Adolph Green. You can't argue with success, and that's why my friends at O'Brien are repeating an offer that was an overwhelming success the first time around. I'm referring to the O'Brien booklet on the 18th century art of decoupage. I'm going to tell you how to get this booklet in a moment. First, a little about decoupage itself. It's an old technique of copying hand-painted oriental lacquerware. It involves the application of a picture to an object, and getting this picture to recede into the background by applying many coats of varnish. O'Brien's interest in decoupage was stimulated by the happy discovery that their own pen chrome clear satin varnish works better than any other product. O'Brien's booklet shows you how to do it in 9 easy-to-follow steps. For your free copy, write to me, Arlene Francis, in care of NBC Monitor, New York 10020, New York. Be sure to include your own name and address. Send it to me, Arlene Francis, in care of NBC Monitor, New York, 10020, New York. The show business team of Comden and Green has been a smash hit for the last 25 years. The latest example of their successful collaboration is the new Broadway musical, Hallelujah, Baby. An even more successful partnership is the marital team of actress Phyllis Newman and the multi-talented Adolph Green. How's that for an opener?
I love it. Just keep on talking.
You and Adolph are always on the run, it seems to me, but still, I must say that your apartment is one of the most organized and comfortable in New York City. I mean, one is glad to have you open the door and just to walk into that apartment is a joy. You describe it, and if you miss anything, I'll remind you.
Well, what's the apartment like? It's a duplex apartment on Central Park West. It has a great view of the park with a big terrace. And I don't know, I guess it's just filled with records, books, and pictures more than anything else.
But describe the room that almost everybody sits in, you know.
That's bright red. The walls are bright red linen. And one entire wall is covered with about, 2,000 record albums, Adolph's collection. The other wall is overlooks Central Park West, and the other two walls are completely covered from top to bottom with pictures.
That's right.
So you're lucky to get a person in. But I think it's cozy, and I think it works.
Would you call that sort of the library?
That's the library,
yes.
And it's filled with big tables that you can put things on and comfortable couches.
Yes, that's one marvelous thing. You know, a lot of people have those little kind of chitsy tables.
Whatnot tables,
with one ashtray, the whole thing made to fall over.
It's not possible to sit and be comfortable like that. I also think that it's not possible to sit if you really can't put your feet up. I don't mean dirty feet, but nice clean feet can go up on anything in our house.
Then the living room, describe that.
Well, the living room is
the
very large room, the piano room, yes. It has an enormous piano in it, and it also has one wall that's just covered with bookcases and filled with books and some very pretty pictures and good paintings, lots of pieces of sculpture. It's that sort of pale green flowered cotton. And that's sort of like a country living room, I would say. I try to make it feel like you're in the country and not New York. It's all cozy. It's all sort of, you know.
That's a nice idea because since you are on the park, bring the park into
that's
the house
right. The
and
green
vice
of
versa.
Yes, that was my scheme.
That was your scheme. Yeah. Was it all your scheme or does Adolph take any part in this?
Well, he takes a big part because I clip everything, you know, and I say, now I see the whole living room in green and orange and pink and yellow. He says, now wait a second, I have to have books. He really laid out the scheme. He said, just make sure there's plenty of room for books and records, and that's what dictated what the house looks like.
Yeah. My guest has been Phyllis Newman in Private Life, Mrs. Adolph Green, and this is Arlene Francis for Monitor. Now, this for O'Brien.
When it's paint you plan on buying, see the man who sells O'Brien. He can answer any questions you may have. He'll explain just how to use the O'Brien paint you choose for quality, top quality. Be sure you see the man who sells O'Brien.
One more time.
Be sure the paint you're buying is O'Brien.
Arlene Francis will be back on Monitor next weekend. And you can say the same for yours truly. My name is Mergen.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor. This is your station, the pulse of the nation. It's NBC.
Now at the Macy's near you, Macy's famous white sale. Big values in sheets, blankets, bedding accessories, towels. Just listen, $11 to $40 a dozen off first quality prices on famous make white percale sheets. $120,000 worth of Macy's own muslin and percale sheets on sale, including permanent press supremacy sheets and every spring made sheet at Macy's on sale. Towels on sale. 23% off regular prices on Fieldcrest Velour bath towels. $12 a dozen off Martex bath towels. 41% less than first quality prices on J.P. Stevens towels. And listen, tomorrow every Serene Fortrell 7 polyester pillow at Macy's on sale. $30,000 of Mayflower cotton mattress pads. $10,000 of fleece blankets and quilt covers on sale. Buy now, pay later. Don't miss this unusual May white sale at the Macy's near you tomorrow.
Fortune Phone brings you Sterling's Patter at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.